Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. I'm waiting patiently for the last frost date to pass. I don't want to plant out any of my small, tender vegetable starts and then have them killed off by a flash frost. Everything's ready, and on my windowsills at home and in my greenhouse in my garden, there are trays of newly sprouted seedlings, and I've been looking after some of them for weeks. I've got chilies and tomatoes, cucumbers and melons, courgettes, many herbs and flowers, and they're all ready to go out now. And I am waiting. And I'm ready to start hardening them off and planting them out. But it's still a bit too chilly though, so I am a lady in waiting. There's something really particular, I think, about this kind of waiting, and it's not the first time it's happened for me. It comes around every year at around this time of the year. I'm just waiting for the conditions outside to be good enough to say, yes, it's time. So I've been thinking a great deal about that this week too. About being in a state of preparedness, being in a state of readiness, about holding on to something until the moment is right to then move on and release it into the world. This is the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson. And on the show this week, we're talking about being in a state of readiness and understanding about the communal consciousness that lives in the soil and how it works with miraculous clockwork. So if this is something that will interest you, I hope you're going to stay around and listen to the entire show. Now, those of you who have been with me for a while will know I like to work on behalf of the energies of the gnomes, where many souls are drawn to work with angels and fairies and all sorts of different elementals of many kinds. I was called to work with the energies of the gnomes. Gnome consciousness is the intelligence of the earth itself. It's the consciousness that understands and manages and orchestrates everything that grows and sustains from Gaia's surface. That's the soil, the roots in the soil, the seed, the organisms, the life of the soil, the extraordinary complexity of what happens beneath the ground surface that makes any of what we see above the surface possible. Gnomes work for the mutual benefit of all life that coexists on this planet. When I work in the soil, you know, hands in the earth, I can feel the energy of the gnomes. I become tapped into their grounding and their connection. It's marvellous. And over the years that I have grown in the garden, they have grown to know me and they've learned to trust me. And I channel their messages, and when they want to be heard or they have something to share with me, they speak to me about how I can work cooperatively for them and with them in order to achieve what they have in mind. This growing season, they have had quite a lot to say already, even though I haven't done a great deal in the garden apart from work on some of the underlying infrastructure in it, like putting in new raised beds or clearing out bits of debris or some leaves that had been lying around, that sort of thing. So the gnomes this season have had a lot to say to me, and they've been calling to me a lot and are filling me with a sense of urgency, even though it is not quite time to grow yet. Now, I've already mentioned on previous shows that to work with gnome requires an unconditional acceptance that we humans are custodians, not owners, of the world. Just because humans create a false sense of ownership by granting one another contracts and licenses and paperwork, it actually doesn't really count for much outside the human kingdom. Gnome doesn't recognise human ownership of land or nature at all. Try explaining, says the gnome, to a blackbird or a robin that what you have growing in your back garden belongs to you, and what they're doing when they eat your raspberries or peck at your strawberries is a kind of theft or petty vandalism for you. No, the robins and the blackbirds, though in some ways they can become a gardener's nemesis, they're really unaware of the boundaries your garden fences represent. Nature does not organise itself around human concepts of property and control. It never has. It's something humans have invented. And the gnome consciousness, it's ancient, it's wise and slow-moving and patient. Well, it's considerably less impressed with human institutions than humans are. Gnomes find the whole notion of humans and their assumptions rather difficult to take seriously most of the time. What gnome understands, and what I think we're being asked to remember at this particular time, at the beginning of this growing season in the UK, is that we're custodians of the land. This is what the gnome was talking to me about. And custodianship is an entirely different relationship to ownership. A custodian tends, it protects, it curates, it intentionally acts to leave whatever they touch in a better state of being than it was before they touched it. And a custodian asks, What can I leave? What can I do for the benefit of the ones who come after me? Human, animal, bird, insect, the whole living community of Gaia that shares this surface. And we have temporary access to it. A custodian says, how can I serve all that come after me? The message Gnome gave to me, and I have their permission to share this message with you on my show today, is that seeds are significant this year. Make mindful choices about seeds was the message that they gave to me. Choose seeds that are varieties that are, in the truest sense, gifts from generations of people who worked the land before us and who understood custodianship and the gift of leaving future generations something worth inheriting. In my warm seed propagator on my kitchen windowsill, I have seeds of many different kinds, but I do actually have seeds of one of the small musk melons that I love to grow in my greenhouse. It's a French melon and it's called Petit Gris de Rennes, which roughly translated is the little grey melon from the city of Rennes. It's now actually, Rennes is now the capital of Brittany in northwestern France. I don't know though if it was the capital back when this little grey melon was found. I have never looked into that. Maybe I should. The flavour and the aroma of this tiny little melon it will stop you in your tracks. So around 1620, the Bishop of Rennes, at the time, found in his garden a chance plant seedling. It's just growing in his garden. And he could have pulled it up, he could have seen it as an unwanted weed, but instead, the plant was left to grow and bear fruits. And when the Bishop of Rennes tasted that fruit, he immediately recognised that this little melon was something remarkable. And so he ordered that the seeds from the ripe fruit were saved and then replanted in his garden the following year. He made a custodian's decision. 400 years later, I am now growing that melon on a windowsill in England, waiting for the weather to warm up enough, ready for that little melon to then go out in my greenhouse. I heard the story originally of that melon and it captivated me, because that melon captivated the Bishop of Rennes, and I really wanted to see what it was about that unique little melon that so impressed the bishop so very much. And also, I have to say, given that it has been 400 years since that bishop discovered this little melon, I really wanted to see what it was about this unique little melon that had impressed the generations of growers over the last 400 years. That's 400 seasons. And it had impressed them enough to keep saving and replanting this little melon and sharing the seeds and making sure that we did everything in our ability, their ability, to make sure that that melon seed was able to prevail. Now, I grew the melon, and yes, it is worth it. I'm so glad that I sought out those seeds. As it grows in my greenhouse, I always know when a petit green melon is finally ready, because I draw back the greenhouse doors and the perfume that fills the air is so unbelievably heavenly. And the melon fresh off the plant when it's ripe is so sweet. It's so juicy. It's like eating the most stunningly rich and beautiful thing. No melon has ever tasted like that from a commercial grower or someone that supplies a supermarket. Gnome consciousness is the original genetic engineer of the planet. And when they nail it, they really do nail it. They are the intelligence that's been orchestrating the genetic diversity of plant life on this planet across timescales that make human agriculture look like a brief experiment. And I believe that when a chance seedling like the Petit Gris de Rennes appeared in the bishop's garden, that was the gnome's doing. When you grow a plant and it is exceptional, you're going to save that seed. And you save the seed, some of it's for yourself so that you can enjoy it again next year. And there will always be some that you hold back in order to share. The idea is not to hold these seeds for yourself, but to share them, not because the melons taste so great, but because everybody deserves to be able to grow that melon if they wanted the chance to do so. Custodianship is not ownership. We don't block others from having something because we control it. What you do is you save the seeds, the fruit in a melon. There are hundreds of seeds in a melon and they're intended to be generously shared. When you do this, you understand that you are now working with gnome energy. But what happens though when that partnership is broken or not taken into consideration, when the gnomes are not taken into consideration? Yeah, that's the way I would describe it. What happens when working for the good of everyone and everything is not your main motivation either? I think we'll get into that next.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
This is the Future Self Energetic show on UK Health Radio. I'm Amanda Nelson, and today we're choosing to open up to gnome consciousness, the intelligence of the earth that orchestrates everything that grows and thrives on Gaia's surface. When you work with gnome energy, something strange happens. You feel really grounded, you feel really connected. But what happens when you don't, though? What happens when you don't work with gnome consciousness? Well, let's talk about this in relation to seeds, because I've already mentioned them earlier in the show. I don't know if you know this, but there are 4 companies that now control more than 60% of the world's commercial seed market. Only 4. Bayer, Corteva, Syngenta and BASF, corporations holding intellectual property claims over plant genetics. Seeds developed in corporate laboratories, let's say, have been patented, and they belong legally to the company and no one else, and they certainly don't belong to the earth. The ancient living generative intelligence of the plant world has been, on paper at least, brought under human ownership, under human control. Now, gnome, unsurprisingly, has a hard time with this. What comes through when I sit with their perspective on it is quite philosophical, though. They understand the human ideas. However, confidently, gnome says it is but temporary. And often, humans' idealism is delusional. Gnome knows that no piece of paper changes what actually happens within the soil. But gnome also knows that when humans organise their growing around control and domination rather than custodianship and connection, the eventual consequences of those choices must inevitably ripple through everything. The United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization has actually documented this, and they've said that around 75% of global crop diversity was lost in the 100 years between 1900 and the year 2000. Think of that, 3/4 of the varieties that gnome had cultivated across millennia and that served to support all kinds of life on the planet, gone within a single century. That's what happens when growing is organised around shareholder profits or agricultural control and close-off thinking rather than around the living intelligence of the earth and all those beings that share this space. So let's talk about the nature of seeds that are outside the control of these big 4, or at least seeds that have remained outside the control of these companies for the time being. If you're interested in working with gnome energy, then seek out a garden. Start a garden. I don't mind if it's a pot or a converted bathtub. I don't mind if it's in a greenhouse, on a balcony, wherever it is, a raised bed. All right, you don't need a great deal of space. Plants know how to grow if you give them the right conditions. And then for the plants, I would suggest you seek out what are called open pollinated, stabilized heirloom seed varieties. Most people usually say just heirloom seeds or open pollinated seeds. When you grow a tomato, for example, from an heirloom variety, you would allow one fruit on the tomato plant to fully ripen, or you can just take one of the ripe fruit and as you're putting it in your salad or getting ready to cook it, just take some of the seeds out of it before you cook it, dry them, save them, and then the following season, when you plant any one of those seeds next year, you will grow the same tomato plant again. The genetics are stable because they have been stabilized across multiple generations in the ground by the intelligence of the plants working with the intelligence of the gnome soil, season after season, grower after grower, each one making the custodian's decision, this is worth growing, it's worth keeping, worth making sure it's available for the future generations to come after me. Now, a hybrid seed, F1 seeds, for example, is a hybrid, the type of seed most often sourced through the larger corporations, the ones that you will probably find in a lot of the garden centres too, perhaps. Those seeds work differently and they're designed to be different. A hybrid seed, often the result of selective breeding or genetic engineering by someone serving one of those big four, they are not and probably are never intended to be heirlooms. Yes, you can save the seed of any plant that you plant and grow. And when you save that seed and replant the seed, when you resow it, yes, you'll get some nature of plant from that. But although the plant you grow will probably provide you with some kind of harvest, it will not come true to the parent you save the seed from. You might get something similar, but you're just as likely to get something quite different entirely. Everything seems set up to ensure that every year you have to go back to the company to purchase some more of their seeds. Every year, the resource and the relationship sits with the corporation rather than the relationship and the resource sitting with you and the planet herself. The deep partnership between grower and soil, the one that Gnome has been tending across timescales we can barely even imagine, has been replaced by commercial transactions and ownership. I like to grow heirloom varieties. I do grow some hybrid seeds. I grow some F1s. Of course I do. There are many fantastic seeds in the catalogues of those four larger corporations. But the main body of my seed library, the tomatoes and the cucumbers and the pedigree durens and such, well, that's a choice more to work with Gnome Energy and the heirloom seeds and to participate in the chain of custodianship that stretches back to and through every grower who's ever looked at a plant at the end of the season and decided, do you know what, this one is worth saving for next year. And that decision, made season after season by ordinary people, is how a French Bishop's Chance seedling ends up growing in my greenhouse 400 years later. These plants, they were preserved in the hands and the practice and the annual intention of people who understood themselves as custodians, not owners. A neighbour that passes a paper envelope containing a handful of phenomenal pea seeds over a fence, a community seed swap in a village hall. That is Gnome's preferred distribution network. Person to person, season to season, story to story, sharing, caring about food sustainability, choosing delicious, albeit often wonky, looking food first. The Heritage Seed Library, run by Garden Organic in the UK, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, actually, holds over 800 varieties of open pollinated heirloom seeds and makes them available to members to grow. It is a living collection, and that's because seeds kept in a box do stay viable for a while, but some, well, it's only for a limited time. And so unless seeds are grown in the ground and saved and grown again, that variety simply peters out. This is how Varieties thrive and the chain stays alive. The custodianship is all about practice. It's all about making sure that we keep those seeds and their genetics vibrant and alive and in motion. Again, this is gnome working through humans' hands. So, could you work alongside gnome energy as well? Well, you will know if gnome is calling to you, because as you've listened to my show today, you'll want to start doing something. You'll respond to what I'm saying to you. And anything, no matter how small, is appreciated by the gnomes, because what it does is it moves us in a more sustainable communal direction.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
This is the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio, and I'm your host, Amanda Nelson. And on the show today, we're exploring gnome consciousness and how to adopt a gnome consciousness thought, the intelligence of the soil that creates and sustains life on Earth, and exploring what it means to grow in partnership with that gnome energy. We've looked at heirloom seeds as an act of custodianship, the difference between working with gnome's genetic orchestration or overriding it, and at what could be lost when growing is organised around control and profit rather than legacy and sustainability and caring. As I approach my later years, I think with a grandmother's heart. I think about, what am I creating that is of value to then pass down to the generations, the future generations that come after me? What is the energy of my love that I want to offer to them? What the generations before me passed forward, what I in turn can be responsible enough for passing on to the future generations that come. What will actually matter to me? What could matter to them? Gnome doesn't think in seasons. Gnome thinks in centuries. And perhaps that's why, with a grandmother's heart, as I'm beginning to age, though I'm in no way near 100, I'm starting to think a little bit more like gnome thinks as well. Gnome perhaps thinks in terms of millennia. Gnome consciousness energy works silently behind the scenes. Doesn't have a big song and dance of it, it just gets on with it. And it builds whatever would be beneficial for the future selves to harvest. Gnome tends across generations. Gnomes have a long-term plan. They're not after short-term gratifications. They're immensely creative, immensely thoughtful. The petty greedy wren didn't need to prove its value in a quarterly business review. It needed one person in 1620 to pay enough attention to recognise that that little melon was worth saving, and that people then over the next 400 years would also believe that too and carry that work on. Intergenerational food knowledge is disappearing. So is intergenerational food security. Unless, of course, we choose to turn that around. My great-great-grandparents, they understood how the earth ticked. But in our hurry to colonise the planet and impose our view of what better looks like, we've forgotten that many things were already perfect, just the way they are. Even if they were a bit wonky when they grew, or perhaps they took their time. And what if, heaven forbid, that knowledge of custodianship was lost? We need to remember how to be a custodian of the land. And if we lose ourselves in consumerism rather than step into custodianship, It's our own future selves that will always pay the price. So I'd suggest, if you would like to work with Noam, take a step forward and begin, even with a single seed. And if you have any growing space at all, a garden, maybe an allotment if you're fortunate, a few pots on a balcony, a windowsill with some light, just choose one heirloom seed variety and grow that this year. Source it from a heritage seed supplier. There are plenty of them online. There's a fantastic company, She Grows Veg. They will do it. Premier Seeds Direct in the UK, Plant World Seeds, Nikki's Nursery has them. Seeds want to grow. So it just needs the right level of attention. Don't worry if you haven't grown anything before. If a plant does well and you love the taste, either save some of the seeds or let one fruit fully ripen at the end of the season. Make sure to save the seeds. Dry the seeds carefully and store them in a paper envelope in a cool, dry place. Label them with a variety name and the year. Otherwise, no matter how much you promise yourself, you won't remember what they are. Ask me how I know, right? And you now have the beginning of your own family seed library. You've entered the chain of custodianship that is so valuable. Include your children, your family, your friends. So you've made your first conscious gesture of partnership with the Noam consciousness that has been waiting for you, calling to you. And if you find yourself, as I have been this week, standing at the window, watching the sky, waiting for the right moment to plant out, knowing that you are waiting for the gnomes to give you the green light, the temperature of the soil, the quality of the sunshine, the last passing of that chilly frost, right? These are gnome signals. They will tell you when it is time to begin. I'm waiting on those signals, and it is tantalizingly close to time. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can uplevel any part of your life.